Welcome to Shadow Worlds Radio with yours truly, Mr. Nas, and this is the Experience the Movement. We had the pleasure of hanging out with Black Star Entertainment at this year's Househead Summerfest in West Orange, New Jersey. It was a great interview, great people. Also, our one and only Hassan Black held it down with a lot of great DJs that was out there. Great ambiance, great time. So we're going to go live to the interview and check it out. Shadow Wolf Radio. Experience me. How you doing, everybody? What's yours truly, Mr. Nas from Shadow Worlds Radio. I'm in the background right now, back scenes right now, with Black Star Entertainment. Now, I'm with Julie. Am I saying it right?
That's right.
Gene. Dave, I'm sorry. Gene right here. I'm Paul. And husband. David, and make sure I got to get it right, brother. But listen, you know, now, I don't want to talk too much. You know, tell everybody what's going on and what's going on right now. Let's give everybody a vivid picture.
All right, well, this is Househead Summerfest 2015, and we really are looking for this to be our first inaugural event, bringing house music closer in New Jersey. We big up all of our other festivals that bring house music and various other genres of music to New Jersey. We wanted to do something a little bit different, and we brought it to the Oscar Schindler Performing Arts Center here in West Orange, New Jersey. And I'm just very grateful to my friend Gene, who I went to high school with, who put the bug in my ear that Black Star Entertainment Group needed to do something and bring some house music to this community. And my husband, David, who is my right arm for which I could not do anything with, who is my co-conspirator at Black Star Entertainment Group.
Well, I mean, you got to throw the husband there. You got to get the acknowledgement, of course. Now, Brother David, this is a beautiful facility we have. First of all, I must say that, you know, I've been to a couple of festivals this year. You know, some has been a little crowded, you know, lack of space. But I say this location brings a level of, I say, class. You know, I have to say it. Let's put it out there, you know, for those listening. You know, you got to check out the festival next year. But let's, I don't want to talk about it, Dave. Can you tell everybody about this facility and how it came about?
Well, we're sitting on about 5.5 acres.
Okay.
Lakefront, surrounded by affluent homes and, you know, well-to-do people on a township land that was dedicated for the purposes of bringing no and low cost art to the community.
Excellent, excellent.
We try to abide by that mission in that we want to make sure that the community gets exposed to a wide variety of genres of music and art.
Absolutely.
So that, you know, these art forms, they're not forgotten. They're not left by the wayside. These are the sorts of things that we want to make sure that people, our children, their children,
absolutely,
you know, can enjoy this, and that this music is preserved.
Absolutely.
It's deserving of it, and we just believe that that's what we should do. We came here to this facility 2 years ago. These walls were dark. There was nothing going on here. And we knew we could do something. We just put our heads together and said, this is what we're going to do. We went to the town. We told them that's what we were going to do. They have been nothing but supportive of us, and I've got to give nothing but credit and praise to the mayor of this town, Rob Parisi.
Okay.
The business administrator, his name is Jack Sayers.
Okay.
And chief of police is Jim Abbott. Without them, this could not have happened.
So you had a lot of great support from the community
and
the political side. So is it safe to say that you're going to have future events like this here?
You're going to see future events like this.
Okay, absolutely.
You're going to see other events, different genres of music, all different kinds. We are not going to limit ourselves to any one thing. We're going to do a little bit of everything and make sure everybody has something to come up here.
That's awesome. I mean, I think what you said, the key point when you do a festival like this, you have in the community, you have the political side supporting the event as well. And also, I mean, just to have a level of class, you know, speaking from a person who grew up in an urban area, you know, just because we're in an urban area does not necessarily mean that we are not deserving of class events.
Exactly.
You know, yes. You know, at a good cost. And this being free is always a good cost. So that's an amen there. Now, I'm going to swing it over to Brother Gene. Am I saying it right?
Yes.
Brother Gene, what is your part in the Black Star Entertainment?
Well, first of all, like Julie and I did, you know, go to high schools back in the days. And, you know, the thing about it is, like, Julie has been a promotional juggernaut for a while. All right, and for some reason, you know, we always wanted to do a party. I did.
Right.
I remember years ago, she had a party in her house and amp blew, and I always felt, and I always owed Julie a party. But you know, and I always said I was going to just, you know, try to at one point pay it back. Now I've done outdoor events before. Did some festivals in Brooklyn at Vaughn King Park.
Okay,
similar structure.
I've been there.
Similar structure, but not nowhere near as accepting and as this is right now, because, like, thanks to Brother Dave, you know, Julie and I was planning on trying to do something else with, but because of this facility and everything that is,
absolutely,
it's right here, it's like all in one.
Yes.
You know, so it was in bringing a sound system. Mm-hmm. You know, it was just a system's here. All we needed to do was just reach out, get some DJs, including myself. And we did use local DJs.
Right.
So it's not a geographical issue between, you know, New York or
right,
Jersey. But this will be an annual thing. I mean, looking at the reception that we have right now, you know, this is in its infancy because it's the first one, but it's the first of many other things. You
absolutely
know? So, you know, Black Star Booking is going to be very vital in the future, you know, with
okay
these events. But just moving forward, I mean, it's still going on as we speak, you know.
Yes, yes.
We had a great turnout.
Yes.
You know, we still have performers.
Yeah,
Vicky Martin still has performed. Kenny Bobian ripped it.
Okay.
You know, so right now you're listening to Hassan Black if you hear the background music. And we have Jose Burgos who's getting ready to come on. So, you know, it's still going, you know.
Okay.
So the night is still kind of like young. So, like I said, this is going to be an annual thing, you know, and I'm blessed to be a part of it.
Now, I'm glad you said something. You know, you said something very important. Now, I'm going to address the elephant in the room, you know, from being a DJ to being in the industry for over 30-some-plus years. I'm glad you said you use talent from the area. You know, I go to many festivals. I see that you bring in other people from, you know, overseas, different
right
states.
Right.
What I like what you guys did was you brought that local element back. Because there's just equal enough good talent here in New Jersey. No disrespect to New York. No disrespect to nobody else. Because, you know, I have family from Brooklyn. So, listen, Brooklyn, don't get mad at me. But I'm just saying, it's being real and being honest. I like the fact that you did that. You know, I like the fact that you guys brought the local talent and let them showcase their talent.
That is really what it was all about. I had a friend say something to me. Said, you know, people are not going to know your DJs. I said, but that's not what it's about. It's about supporting these DJs. You know, everybody, I love, you know, a lot of these big name DJs, but everybody will come out for them. But you got to give somebody else an opportunity to get out there and show
absolutely
their craft. And, you know, Garage Head Genius has been doing these kinds of events for the longest, you know.
Right.
Big up to my buddy Paul Jennings, who brought it down. My girl, Tana Gardner, who's my special guest host
yes
today.
Yes.
She belted out a little heartbeat for the crowd
because
they
thank
asked
you
for it.
Thank you.
CC Rogers, who came down on the strength, was not advertised and just said, you know what? Do you want me to come and sing a song for you?
That
I said,
beautiful.
Yes. Special, you know, unexpected guest just came because he wanted to and because he loves us and because he loves New Jersey. And it's
yes
all about doing what we need to do. Big up Vicky Martin. Big up to Kenny Bobian. Big up to everybody who has every... To my Anthony Boyd, who's doing the sound for us. To everybody. You know, Jose Burgos, everybody. We love it. We love it. We love it. We just want to make it bigger and better. And if everybody tells a friend, we're going to ask you to keep a track of us.
Yes,
at househeadsummerfest.com. We're going to build our website and just keep this thing going.
Well, absolutely. I know from, you know, my point and the rest of our team, Shadow Wolves Radio, we will be closely following you guys, and we want to be part of the, and you know, what you guys do every year. We would gladly support. And if you don't mind, we have talk shows. We'd like you to come on our talk shows and talk about the programs, you know. I know Brother Dave, we have a Man Up talk show starts back in September. We would love for you to come on, you know, as a black man in business, entrepreneur. We'd love to hear your point, because we talk to a lot of youth, we talk to a lot of, we do a lot of mentoring, and I have a great panel of black male. It's Kaparu Kefeli, DeLacy Davis, all Jersey people, strong men. So we want to invite you, and we have a woman's show called the Every Woman Talk Show. Very powerful talk show, and we would like to invite you as well. Of course, you know, we got our show for the DJs. You know, we're working on it right now. So it's in the works behind the scenes. Not the average DJ show. We want to basically get what happens behind the DJ, what happens behind the booth. Not just the music, what happens in the DJ life. Because it's a lot of stuff that goes on that show.
Yeah.
But listen, tell some people how they can contact Black Star Entertainment.
Well, it's www.blackstarbooking.com. That's Black Star Entertainment Group. This particular event is brought to you by a subsidiary of that company, House of Black and Garage Head G. And you know, we just want to thank everybody who supports us today and just keep supporting us. That's what we need. We got to support one another. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about.
All right. Brother Dave, any closing remarks?
Yeah, let's... Let's give it up to the folks who came out tonight. They are the true, you know, heroes of this business.
Yes.
They will keep us alive. They keep will keep us going. Shout out to my sister and co-producer for the event and co-runner of this facility, Susan Anderson. She helped me run this place.
Okay.
Another strong sister who, you know, puts her neck out. You know, we all put our neck out.
I'm not figured that.
You know, we were gonna do it anyway. We knew we were gonna do it.
Right.
So, you know, I have to give her respect for that as well. I have to give respect to all of our families, because they put up with a lot of foolishness from us for a long time for us just to make this
thing.
So I have to show them some love and respect as
absolutely.
Well. And to these kids, the kids who come out and volunteer and those who intern for us, there's a lot of work involved in putting something like this together.
Absolutely.
And they bust their neck for us every time.
Absolutely.
Without any complaint. They just do it and, you know, they put their heart and soul into it. And I thank them for that as well.
Yeah, big up to Destiny and to Chantel and a whole bunch of other young folks
Yeah, Cassius and Isaiah, hardworking young men. They come out here. I mean, all of these, everything that's heavy that's in this facility, the two of them lifted it and put
it
out.
Let them do that.
Yeah, exactly. They got to do it.
Let them do it.
They got to do it.
Let them do it. Brother Gene, closing remarks?
Well, you know, listen, it was an opportunity for me to play music in front of a crowd of appreciative fans.
Absolutely.
And I'm looking forward to networking with any DJs that want to come in, because it's about the music.
Yes.
It's not really about the DJ. We're vehicles.
Yes.
We're vehicles, you know.
Yes.
And it's the dances. It's the music that the artists have made, you know. And I mean, you know, look, I'm a garage head. I went to the garage. I went to Zanzibar.
Woo!
I'm first generation hip hop, so I've been in music all my life. So you know, I mean, look, you know, I mean, that's what it's all about. You know, music is my third job. You know, I have my son and daughter, Aaron and Krishan, and my wife, Renee, but music is my third job, you know, and that's how it's always going to be.
Well, you know what? I think it's a classy and great event, you know, so you got to check it out. You know, come on out. You know, we're having a great, with a house head, music,
Summer Fest.
We out here in West Orange. We're having a great time. You're with Mr. Nash with some beautiful people at Black Star Entertainment. No, check us out. Experience the movement.
Yeah. Radio.